Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the May 12th, 2022 virtual meeting of the TRPA Hearings Officer. My name is Andrew Strain, and I will be serving as today's hearings officer for items 1 through 4 and item 5A, and then again on item 6. I'll call the meeting to order. I'd like to check with the staff first under item 2 to see if we have any changes, modifications, or announcements regarding today's agenda. Hearing none, I will approve the agenda as it's been presented and is shown on our screen. Item 3 are the public interest comments for no action. Any member of the public who wishes to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as an announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item, or on any other matter, may do so at this time. However, please note that public comments on the announcement of appeal rights or on public hearing items will be taken up at the time that those agenda items are heard. The hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on today's agenda. Item number 4 is the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let everyone listening today know that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA Governing Board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and the appeal application can be found on the TRPA's website. Item 5 are the public hearing items. Item 5A is the historic Jellerson House addition and modification project located at 200 Glenbrook Inn Road, Douglas County, Nevada. The assessor's parcel number is 1418-10-701-001, and the TRPA file number is ERSP 2022-0115. This item is being presented by Brandy McMahon of our staff. Brandy, will you please introduce the item and give us a summary of the proposed project?
Sure. So Gary Carano with Recreational Enterprises is proposing a renovation and addition to a historic residence and the demolition of an existing non-historic garage and the construction of a new garage with accessory living space above at 200 Glenbrook Inn Road in Douglas County, Nevada. The historic home is known as the Jellerson House. This property was previously determined by the Nevada State Historic Preservation Office to be eligible for the National Register. And the project is therefore subject to Tahoe Regional Planning Agency hearings officer review and approval because of its historic significance. The applicant's architect, Dennis Zerbel, is proposing a historic hyphen to separate the proposed addition from the existing Jellerson House and has designed the renovation and addition to follow the Secretary of the Interior standards for historic rehabilitation. In March, TRPA sent a consultation letter to the Nevada State Historic Preservation Office with the proposed plans requesting comments. We received a comment letter from the Nevada State Historic Preservation Office yesterday, and they are requesting that the applicant submit an architectural resource assessment form. Mr. Zerbel, the applicant's architect, he submitted that form to the state earlier today. We have not received any public comment on the proposed project. It was brought to my attention that that I forgot to include the proposed elevations in the hearings officer's staff report. I did provide those elevations to the hearings officer, and they are available on Lake Tahoe Info on the parcel tracker under the project number if anyone would like to view them. And then Mr. Zerbel is here with us today representing the project if you have any questions. And I am also available for questions.
Very good. Thank you, Brandy. Mr. Zerbel, I understand you're with us today. Do you have any remarks or comments, or can you please describe to us the design that you're proposing and how it is complementary or compatible with the existing home and its historic design features.
Yes, I can. Thank you for the opportunity. You can hear me all right?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. I think Randy laid out the project very well for the initial introduction. We're trying to do is we are actually trying to bring back even more historic accuracy to the existing Jorison house, and now named the Carano Family House. And in doing that, one of the main features from our perspective is it has this simple two-story gable with the upper deck and the entry deck. And originally, when the house was built in 1882 at a different location, the main stair to the house was right in the center of the house, right on axes of the ridge. When the house got moved to its current location in 1906, they moved the central stair off to the side on the south side of the house. So one of our main design features in bringing back the historic integrity of that house, especially from this very highly visible Glenbrook path and the lake, is we're reestablishing the main stair right at the center of the house. We've also gone back and looked at historic photos, have done historic research, and we see that over the years in 1990, there was a pretty extensive renovation, and they tried and they did bring back some of the historic character, but not completely, especially in the windows and that fenestration. So if you look on the historic photos, the original windows, from our understanding, had one vertical and one horizontal mullion in the windows. So our design is incorporating that. Also in 1882, there would have been slight distortions in the glass, which is referred to as restoration glass. So in the windows that are in the historic portion of the structure, we're proposing to install that in the new windows as well, this restoration glass. We are looking to repair any of the existing historic siding, molding, trim that we can save. If we can't save it, we will replicate it with the same species of material that is there in the same detail. On the north side of the house, there was an addition added on in, I think, 2006. It was a kitchen addition. And it wasn't a historic portion of the house originally. It was a new addition. It was reviewed by the state and TRPA. What we're proposing to do is take, not really change that addition, keep that addition there, but we're looking to make the roof more historically accurate with a shallower pitch roof, and then changing the fenestration there and the siding to be slightly different than that on the historic structure, but still compatible, so that when you look at the historic structure, you can see that that portion of the addition is not part of the historic structure. We're also painting it a different color, thus allowing the historic structure to be more defined on its own. And then we're doing a proposed addition on the back. And when we connected that addition to the back of the house on the east side, we've used a historic hyphen to, again, emphasize the historic structure itself. So when someone walks up, you can clearly identify what was the historic structure and then where is the compatible addition being added onto. And then, as Brandy mentioned, there is a non-historic existing one-story garage. We are looking to remove that garage and install a new two-car garage with a small residential component above it.
Thank you, Mr. Turbo. Before we continue, I would like to ask Georgina from our staff if she could please bring up and put on our screen the elevation drawings for the house. And if you would please, Mr. Zirbel, speak to them a little bit. I'm interested in the design solution that you proposed of the hyphen and the difference between the historic structure and an intentional design, it sounds like, decision to be complementary but not replicate identically the new addition. And lastly, if you could please speak to the, when you said you were reinstating or redoing, providing the staircase that is the center of the house, I wanted to make sure that I understand which staircase you're referring to, if you would, please.
Yeah. So if you're looking at that sheet A4, it's on the screen, on that west exterior elevation of the house, you can see the front door is right underneath the main ridgeline of that gable end, and now we have the new stair shown right also in the center of that. Currently, that stairwell is over on the right side of the house.
And you mean the stair that leads up to the first floor and the covered porch there, is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay, very good. I follow you.
Yeah. And so all of that railing detailing, that all existed. That was some that they tried to replicate again in the 1990 model. So if you look on that same elevation on the left, you can see a little pop out that has a little stone chase, and it has window, I think it might be number 3. That's that kitchen addition. So if you could go to the, maybe it's A5 or A3. Oh yeah, it's window 5. But so if you could scroll down, no, on that last sheet, but scroll down for that lower elevation. No, that's the wrong sheet. There's another, yeah, now scroll down. There. So right in the center of that, you can see we have the historic section of the house. It's a note above the roof. And to the left of that is, that's our historic hyphen. So what we've done is we intentionally have changed the connection and not have any roofs connecting continuously, and created this historic hyphen so that the historic structure, where we noted it as historic section, is clearly visible that that's the historic structure, and then the addition is to the left with that historic hyphen. It's not possible to put the historic hyphen on the kitchen addition, which is right in the center of the historic section there, but this is where we did lower the roof pitch to match the roof pitch that is more on the historic structure on the other side of the house, the south side of the house. And then you can see the siding is a little bit different. The fenestration is a little bit different. Again, this is painted differently. So that, again, you can tell that this is an addition and not part of the historic structure.
Georgina, can you please go back to the first set of elevations? I want to follow along on the south side that Mr. Zirbel has described.
Yeah, and if you look on the west elevation there, you can see it there as well. That,
yes.
Right now, on the right side of the west elevation, that has a shallower sloped roof, and that is a historic original structure. On the left side, if you look at the as-built drawings, you'll see that when they did the kitchen addition originally in 2006, they had that roof steeper. And so it wasn't as historically accurate in how you would do that roof at that time.
And can you then restate for us, please, what the exact program elements are and where they're located that you're proposing as the addition and modification to the house?
Yeah, do you want to see it in floor plan or on the elevations?
The elevations are fine.
Okay, so on the front, we're not proposing anything new. In fact, on that west elevation, really nothing is new on the building itself. We had added the stone chimney on the right side of that west elevation, and then we changed the roof pitch on the left side of that west elevation and added that stone chimney as well. And then the roof materials are all new. Right now it has a existing asphalt comp roof. You know, we have no evidence, but my feeling is that originally it probably had a wood shake or shingle roof on it that was taken off decades and decades ago.
Good. And then on the, what would be the east side of the house, or where the historic hyphen would be located?
You can scroll down on this drawing. So this is on the south side. So you can see that this stone chimney that we've added to the house. And then to the back, you can see the historic hyphen, and then where we've added this new addition. So the addition has a little bit of a ground floor, entry-level floor that continues off, but again, it's not the same width as the historic house. It goes in, so again, the historic section is clearly defined. And then there's the upper floor creates a covered deck area where they have currently they have a barbecue and they have a fire pit out there, and we just have changed that design. But if you look at this drawing, again, you can see the fenestration is just slightly different. We're using casement windows, not single hung windows as we are in the historic structure. So the non-historic addition, we're using the non-historic casement, a swinging window, and you can see the siding is slightly different, but again, it's all compatible, and this is a different color than the rest of the house.
If you're looking at either, but particularly the south elevation, the upper level of the new addition to the back, and that is programmed for what?
It's a bedroom.
Okay.
A bedroom and a bathroom.
What is the width, generally speaking, or the dimensions of the hyphen itself?
From wall to wall, it's probably like 4 to 5 feet. And then the roofs have basically a foot overhang, so yeah, it's probably about 4 feet. And then there's a 2 foot gap between the roofs. But again, if we look now at the next elevation, you'll see that none of this is close to these other roofs or jogs. So here on that east elevation, you can see dashed. No, you were there. On that east elevation, you can see dashed what is connected to the historic house.
Yes, I see. And is that generally a corridor?
Yeah, it's just a corridor. And that is also what we're using as our historic hyphen. So it doesn't touch a lot of the back of the historic house. And then it has that historic hyphen. And then you have the wider portion of the upper floor and the covered deck.
For the addition.
Yes.
And is the historic hyphen somewhat of a typical or a standard design solution in instances like this?
Yeah, I've seen it done by other architects. We've used it successfully on many other projects in Glenbrook, actually just at the other end of the Glenbrook Inn. We had renovated the Lakeshore House, and we took a similar approach to addition to the rear of that house with a historic hyphen. And we do quite a bit of historic work in the Truckee area and surrounding mountainous regions here.
And if you were to conduct some type of a, you know, very sort of high level post-construction evaluation on the use of the hyphen, how do you feel about its success as a design tool?
Oh, I think it's very successful because it's very easy to now look at it, especially if you scroll down, and understand where the historic structure is. Right? You're not continuing a wall plane. You're not continuing a historic wall plane. You're not continuing a historic roof plane. And you're differentiating, although being compatible, to the historic finishes, sidings, detailing, fenestration, all of that.
Yes, it's compatible with, but not identical to, is what you're saying.
Exactly. So you don't want to make it identical, because then you start to confuse what is historic and what is not.
I find it to be a thoughtful solution and on how to do this in these situations.
Yeah, and this is all in the Department of Interior's guides for rehabilitation of historic structures.
I see. The Secretary's Guidelines?
Yes.
Or something like that. That's, I think, what it was once called.
Yep.
And lastly, Georgina, if you would go, please, to the third elevation in our set here. And Mr. Zirbel, if you could please describe a little bit about what's going on with the proposed new garage.
Yeah, maybe if we just scroll down, it'll make a little more sense first. Just to look at the north elevation. So a two-car garage, we're doing everything we can to keep the massing very low. You can see that if you have the garage doors, we only have a floor from the garage to the floor of this guest unit, 10 feet. So we only have a 9-foot ceiling in there with 8-foot doors. And if you look and you just follow the walls of just the garage, not that pop out to the left, you'll see that we have a very low plate line so that we can bring the roof line down. And that's probably about a 4-foot plate line on the exterior. So then when you look at the, you can look at the east elevation to the left, you can see that roof comes down. And then on that east elevation, there's a shed roof that sticks up higher. That's a bathroom that pops out. That's further on the east and kind of hidden. And then if you move up, scroll up in the drawing. Coming from the Jellerson house, you'd be approaching the garage. It's slightly on an angle more towards this west elevation. This west elevation is what faces the lake and more the Jellerson house. And you can see we have a stair that we can go up to the upper floor. And then there's a little deck that cantilevers out for that upper floor, and then some fenestration. Again, this is now more detailed, like the addition that is attached to the historic structure. And then on the south elevation, the stairs going up, and this looks up at Shakespeare Rock past the Glenbrook Inn, and you see the door on the bottom, which allows the clients access to the back of the two-car garage.
And is the proposed garage generally in the same location as the existing garage?
Yes, we rotated just slightly to just enhance the view directly towards Shakespeare Rock.
I see. Yeah, that oriented the view for the upper level for the guest quarters.
Yeah, the way it was originally, there was no unit above it, and it faced more of just the back of the Glenbrook Inn. So you were looking more just at the inn, and so we've rotated it slightly. It's still in the same general location. There's not a lot of difference in the coverage that changed there, but we have a less view of the inn and more view of Shakespeare Rock.
Yes, very good. I see that. And so the proposed garage will replace, for all intents and purposes, the existing garage.
Exactly.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Zirbel. It's very helpful.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you. If I understand this correctly, based on Brandy's remarks at the top of this item, thank you for your assistance in complying with the SHPO's request to complete and file the assessment form. It's an important partnership to us that's been around for just about as long as the agency's been in existence, and we certainly count on them and look to them for assistance in some of these historic property matters. And thank you for completing and submitting the form to them as they've requested. That just helps our ongoing partnership with them.
Yeah, no problem. We tried to actually do a lot of this work early on in February and March, but the state wanted us to go through TRPA, so we complied to that, so no problem.
Very good. I have no further questions. At this point, I'd like to open the public hearing and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands for anyone with us today who'd like to make public comment on this item 5A. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you and you'll have 3 minutes. And it looks like we have no public comment on this item, so we can continue with the review of the item.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing how we have no public comment to be offered on this item, I will close the public hearing portion of this project and take action on it. Based on the information that's presented in our staff report, including the findings of fact and the rationale on which they are based, and that's specifically the Chapter 4 threshold findings, the Chapter 67 historic resource protection findings, and the proposed finding of no significant effect, I will approve the findings that are proposed. Secondly, I will approve the project as it has been proposed based on the staff summary, the supporting evidence that's in the record for this project, and subject to the conditions that are contained in the attached draft TRPA permit. Let's move on to item 5B, the Verizon Tahoe Seasons new telecommunications facility that's located at 3901 Saddle Road in the city of South Lake Tahoe, El Dorado County, California. The assessor's parcel number is 028-231-001, and the TRPA file number is ERSP2021-0808. And before this item begins, I would like to ask our counsel, Marcia Birch, to make some introductory remarks. Marcia?
Thank you, Andrew. This is Marcia Birch. I am counsel for TRPA. This item was continued from its original hearing date on April 7th of 2022. That was as a result of a comment received just before the hearing raising the question of whether Mr. Strain may have a conflict in hearing the item. TRPA legal staff has reviewed the issue and finds that there is not a conflict of interest. But in order to alleviate any concerns, Steve Sweet will be acting as the hearings officer for this item. Steve, you can go ahead and take this item.
All right. Thank you, Marcia. I'm Steve Sweet. I'll be the hearings officer for item 5B. I'd like to make some a comment here in the beginning that late last night we received a request from concerned citizens of South Lake Tahoe to continue this hearing item to the next meeting on May 26, 2022. The request indicates that counsel for concerned citizens is in the hospital and could not attend the meeting today. Is there anyone here from concerned citizens? Georgina, is there anyone?
If there's anybody from concerned citizens that would like to make a comment, please raise your hand by utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app at the bottom of your screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. We'll just give it a few seconds here. Okay, there are no hands raised, so it looks like we can continue with the review of this item.
So in light of this request, the item will be continued to the next regularly scheduled hearings officer meeting on May 26, 2022 at 2 p.m. This item will not be continued again, so members of concerned citizens should make arrangements for somebody to appear on May 26th if their council is still unable to attend for any reason. I will now hand the meeting back over to Andrew Strain. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Seeing how we have reached the end of our public hearing items under item 5 on today's agenda, we'll move on to item 6, and I will adjourn today's meeting and thank everyone for their participation in the meeting today. Thank you, and we'll stand adjourned.
Thank you.